Republicans gathered downtown for their legislative breakfast, a fundraiser held every year ahead of the official gaveling in at the Capitol. Lieutenant Governor-elect Kim Reynolds emceed.
This is a great day to be a Republican.
What a difference a couple of years makes.
And that Senate Republican leader Paul McKinley. The cheerful GOP members recall licking their wounds 2 years ago after Democratic victories. McKinley says, and now?
Adults have taken over the governor's office with the election of Terry Branstad and Kim Reynolds. And Senate Republicans fell but 71 votes short of ending Mike Gronstall's Senate monarchy.
A reference to the slimmest of majorities which Senate Democrats now hold. Though the tone was partisan at the breakfast, it morphed into more conciliatory language later at the Capitol, where Republicans and Democrats vow to cooperate on their number one priority this session, getting more Iowans back to work. First, some pomp and circumstance and housekeeping.
First District, Jeremy Taylor. Second District, Chris Hall.
That's newly appointed Chief Clerk of the House, Charlie Smithson, reading in the names of all those elected in November and then swearing them in. And Hiawatha Republican Craig Paulson officially became the new House Speaker. Members of both parties praise Paulson's knack for civility. The new Speaker pledges fiscal restraint.
Republicans have stated we would not support a budget that spends more money than the state takes in.
Accordingly, the Appropriations Committee met and assigned House Study Bill 1, which cuts $500 million from the state budget. Democrats warn against detours for what they call extreme measures, a veiled reference to a conservative Republican threat to impeach Iowa Supreme Court justices due to their ruling on the definition of marriage. And Democrats say, don't forget, creating a climate for more jobs means protecting Iowa's quality of life. Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall.
This includes ensuring that every Iowa child has access to early childhood education and to affordable health care coverage. We will not fail to fund Iowa's future on our watch.
Nearly a third of those sworn in the House are new. They include Republican Kim Pearson of Pleasant Hill, who's not much for opening day formalities.
We're ready to get to work. However, it's been an exciting morning. We've had a lot of supporters from House District 42, a lot of Tea Party people here. They all did a lot of work to get me here.
And it may be Tea Party favorites like Pearson who caused some cracks in Republican unity. But Pearson says there's a lot on the agenda she favors.
Of course, you know, we'll be talking about Defense of Marriage Act, life issues, and the economy. The Taxpayer First Act is excellent.
Of course, 2011 is not an election year, but back at the Republican breakfast, that didn't matter to Senator McKinley, the only Republican leader still laboring in the minority.
I can assure you, we will pick up the majority in 2012.
There'll be more ceremony as the first legislative week continues, with Governor Culver's outgoing condition of the state speech and the condition of the judiciary address, which Justice Mark Cady will deliver on Wednesday. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.